Final score from Dry Arch Park. It's finished Bunnagee United 2, Home Farm DCU 2. But Bunnagee United were denied what would have been a famous victory by a last gasp equalising goal from the visitors, scored by their substitute Alan Leonard 3 minutes into injury time at the finish, and that ensured that the spoils were shared in this game. He had been involved in the opening goal for Home Farm DCU 4 minutes after the restart. Leonard was into the area. He had just come on as a substitute for the visitors, and he was brought down by Tommy McMonagall. Sam Hayden, the Home Farm DCU captain, striking home the penalty. But Bunnagee's response was really good. Within 10 minutes, they were level. Ryan Rainey with the goal. Aidan Brennan down the left-hand side. A brilliant ball in, and Rainey was able to steer the ball home from close range, one apiece. Michael Doherty had a chance. He broke through in on goal, but was unable to convert just after the hour mark. But within 2 minutes, on 63 minutes, it was Aidan Brennan who scored to make it 2-1 to Bunnagee United. This time, Gary Merritt with the cross from the right-hand side, Brennan scoring from close in. In the first half, both those players were involved in two of Bunnagee United's big chances. Merritt going close from a Brennan cross on 31 minutes. But for somehow a Home Farm defender got across and managed to block Merritt's goalbound effort. And 3 minutes later, Brennan was involved in the move again. This time Ryan Rainey with the ball in, Merritt with the shot off the left foot, but it struck the crossbar and ran away to safety. But Bunnagee eventually coming from behind to lead just after the hour mark, and they were playing some really good football. Gareth Harkin in the middle of the park, really, really good. Brennan on the left, Ryan Rainey, Michael Doherty, all causing problems coming forward for Bunnagee. They probably could have gone 3-1 up. Shane Moran, one of their substitutes, combining well on the edge of the area with a couple of Bunnagee players. All of a sudden, Moran was in on goal. He'd only the goalkeeper to beat, but he was unable to convert. He shot wide when perhaps he will feel he should have done better. Then, as Home Farm DCU went on search of an equaliser of their own on 85 minutes, they felt that they probably should have been back on level terms. Michael Keyes from close range, Andrew Nichols in the home goal, producing an absolutely brilliant save to deny Keyes. Keyes was close in, ball was whipped across goal, but somehow Nichols got across and managed to save with his legs. But Home Farm DCU weren't to be denied, because late in the game, 3 minutes into injury time, in fact, they managed to draw a level. Alan Leonard with the equalising goal. It was Harry O'Connor that produced a beautiful delivery from the left-hand side, an inviting cross. The ball was pulled back from the byline, and Alan Leonard was able to force it in to make it two apiece. So Bunnagee denied on a big day for the club. Big crowd here to watch this one. It was a really good game, a really good occasion. Their first match playing at National League level, and Bunnagee United, while they'll be disappointed not to have won, they'll be really pleased with how this game went today. The whole occasion was so enjoyable. So final score from Dry Arch Park. It's finished all level here. Bunnagee United 2, Home Farm DCU 2.